in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are doing something that no one likes to do, but for some reason, you come to us because we're good at it. It's breaking bad news.
Love to break the bad news.
Woo! Well, today, it's all about Candace. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
You could do better. So what's going on, girl? Who do you have to break the bad news to?
Well, I guess to my boyfriend, soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. His name's Tom. We've been together for, must be 2 years now, and we actually live together. I moved in with him a year ago into his house. And the other day, one of my friends sent me a link to a realty site, and his house is listed on it.
Oh.
Which, oh, geez.
Yeah. Ooh.
Is this news
never
to you?
Never told me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't know that he put the house up for sale, and you two lived together there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
So clearly, he's going to be breaking up with me, and so I just feel like I want to break the bad news to him that I know that he's going to break up with me, so you know what? I'll end it first, because clearly he's like a coward. And
you're going to break the bad news before he can break the bad news.
This is something I would have done back in the day. I'll leave you before you leave me. It's classic.
Now, is there anything else why you'd be worried why he wants to break up with you? I mean, he might have it listed. I mean, there's a lot of reasons maybe why you could have it listed.
I don't know what they would be. I mean, and he definitely would tell me. I don't know what else it would be, you know? Like, clearly he's just too much of a coward and, you know?
How long you been together?
About 2 years now, a little over.
And marriage, has that ever been spoken about?
No, not really. I mean, not seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't think of anything else other than he would probably be trying to get out.
Okay.
Which is hurtful. I hope not.
Yeah. So you're just straight up calling him to say, I'm done with this relationship.
Well, I wanted to know that I saw the listing. Yeah. I know what he's up to. And, you know, he obviously doesn't have the guts to break up with me before he sells his house and moves out. Then I'll do it.
Are you heartbroken or are you more pissed off?
I'm going
between the two.
Yeah, I know. It's not fun.
I'm sorry.
Girl, are you ready to lay into him?
Yep.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, just so you know. We will mute our phones. You'll be able to hear us, but he can't, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, it's me.
Hey, how are you, girl?
I'm not great.
What's up?
Well, I'm pretty upset because I found out that you put your house up to sell, and obviously you didn't tell me. And I've been trying to figure out, you know, over the last few days, like, why that is. Oh, and I realized that it's because you want to get out of this and relationship. And so I'm going to end it for you because obviously you're not man enough to just have said to me that you wanted to break up.
Instead,
you have to sell your house apparently to get away from me. So, you know what?
Hang on. I'm not selling my house to get away from you.
Okay, so exactly what are you doing? Like, and there's no other.
No, you're so. I was thinking about upgrading, honestly. Now that we've been living together for a while and things are getting more serious, I was thinking about looking to see if we could get a place that's our place instead of just my place. So I listed the house just to kind of get a feel for what was going on in the market and see what kind of offers were out there and just to kind of get a feel for it. And, like, you know, I've owned the house for a while now, and the real estate market's changed a lot. So I just, you know, wanted to kind of get started on it now and see what there was to see. But, like,
just break up with him.
Like, what? Like, how paranoid do you have to be to think that I would just, instead of talking to you about things, would just, like, sell my house and run away from you?
Look, he put it back on her. It's her fault.
I don't know. Why else would you do it? You didn't tell me. Like, you just, I don't know, and you were acting all weird and secretive.
Just break up with him.
Hi. Now I just feel like
I wasn't being secretive. It just was like an initial like look thing. There wasn't anything to tell you yet, you know?
Candace, we're gonna break in. We want you to break up with him. Just break up with Tom, she's gonna break up with you.
But that's such okay. It's such a heart.
Hi, Tom.
It's such a heartfelt.
Like, who the hell is this?
What is happening? Who is this?
We're just kidding. Hi, Tom. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams, helping out your girl Candace. But you say this is not the case. You're not leaving her.
No.
What's
happening?
But you should have been honest with her about what you were doing. I mean, I know the surprise.
It's a
surprise.
Nice,
but this is what happened. But this is what happens when you don't communicate.
There was nothing to communicate. I was just curious to see what the thing was, man. If it had ever gotten to a point where we had offers or like I seriously found a house to look at, like we would have a discussion. Like right now, it's just. Like, oh, I wonder what's out there. Like, that's not even a discussion.
This is your house, correct? Your name's on the list, not hers.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can do what he wants.
You know, Tom, I feel for Tom here. I
think he was trying to do something nice.
I think he was trying to do something nice, and Candace seemed... I'm sorry, Candace, you just seemed a little too paranoid.
It's just a stretch. It's a stretch to see, you know, oh, the house was on the market to go exactly from that to always leaving me.
Just trust each other more, maybe.
Yeah, no matter...
Communication.
Candace...
You still there?
What
by
do
the
you
way,
want to
Candace?
Do now?
Yes, I'm just humiliated.
Girl.
Now I'm like thinking about a bigger house.
Well, heck yeah, girl, get in on that. Yeah.
Let's slow this roll back. I'm not saying we're getting a bigger house or a newer house. Just looking like that's part of the thing. I didn't want to put it in your brain.
I want to look with you now that I know that's the case. I mean,
this is all
new.
Another fight now. Now you put doubt in your head.
Take her
No. It's not because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to go. I just wanted to see what was out there.
Okay.
Like, don't get too far ahead of it, you know?
From now on, just so I can see what's out there, too. I'd like to be a part of it from now on so I can see what's out there, too, as opposed to getting an email from Brad telling me that your house is listed.
This fight's going to lead to some hot sex.
Oh, for sure!